then you go
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, for an episode of Science for Humans when he answers a question from Kyle from Ohio about what makes Krealkalin such a big deal. Then we're going to be joined by my news director, Alex Leaf, to talk about this simple fat loss trick. And it's a supplement you would never think could actually let you lose body fat, but it does. Then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Peters to talk about a research study that showed how diet soda promotes weight loss and maintenance. And it's a really, really interesting discussion. Of course, this show is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals. Their sports nutrition line is All American EFX Sports. You can learn about their products at superhumanradio.com. We've got plenty of banner ads. Click one, check them out, show them some love.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We got snow here, Dr. Jeff. It's snowing in Louisville right now.
Oh, no.
Yes, and I want to send it back. These snowflakes have little labels that say from Montana, and I appreciate the gesture, but you can keep it.
You know, I always like to send gifts that make you happy, Carl.
Yeah, there you go. I'm happy. I'm going to make snowballs later. Anyway, Kyle from Ohio writes, I love the show. We get so many people who say how much they love Science for Humans, and we talk about very basic stuff. It always amazes me. Kyle from Ohio writes, I love the show. Keep up the great work. I've been hearing you speak about Krealkalin, but have never tried it. Can you tell me, and he has a list of questions here, what is Krealkalin, first of all?
Yeah, you know, and Kyle, this is a great question, and I probably get this same question 3, 4, 5 times a day, so I could have put a whole lot of people, but since I'm from Ohio, I thought I'd answer it for Kyle. It's funny because a lot of people, as we are answering their questions, they have replied back and say, hey, you know, thanks for answering my question on the air. So that's what we're about here. So, yeah, what is Krealkalin? You know, everyone's wondering. A lot of people know. Some don't. Basically, it is the world's only stable creatine monohydrate. And what I mean by that is, you know, creatine monohydrate is the only type of creatine that you ever want to use. It's the most researched creatine. The problem is it has a flaw. It is not stable in solution. Once it hits solution, it converts to creatinine, which is a bile waste. It's a toxic. It's something that's dangerous for you, so you don't want to be ingesting that. So basically, I fixed that flaw, and that's what Krealkalin is. It's a buffered creatine monohydrate backed by several patents, stable. So you get all the benefits without the side effects.
And I think that what people aren't clear about, which I just realized, is that we learned from the early 2000s that creatine monohydrate, when you put it in a fluid, water, juice, anything, it quickly converts to creatinine. So I just got it. What's happening with your product over the other basic creatine monohydrate products is a large amount of it is turning to creatinine just in the gut itself, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that conversion continues. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're talking about conversions and creatinine, you know, people get confused. Well, I have my new analogy is, you know, the cell phones that we use, the old flip phones, they work. They just don't do the same thing that the smartphones do. So, again, you got to look at as technology advances, you know, we as cell phone users continually upgrade to the new phones. Now, that doesn't mean the old phone doesn't work. Creatine monohydrate, that doesn't mean it doesn't work. It's still the gold standard, but it has this flaw. So, again, you know, the side effects that you see, you know, water retention, bloating, stomach cramps, diarrhea, all the reasons why a lot of you don't use creatine. You might have tried it sometime, but you got those side effects and you didn't like it. So you didn't even have time to achieve the benefits. So Crealcline, you get all the benefits without any of those side effects.
Now we're talking specifically about creatine monohydrate because it is the form of creatine that has been most researched, as you pointed out. And it's also the form of creatine that we know absolutely works. There are lots of other fancy creatines out there. They just don't work as well as creatine monohydrate, do they?
No, and you gotta not be deceived. You know, us as consumers, you know, when we see a slick car ad or some new, fancy, clothing ad, you know, we can kind of tell that, oh, okay, this is a used car salesman, as we used to say. But sometimes when we're looking at these supplement ads, we get sucked in and we think everything they write is true. Well, you got to remember, everything has to start with creatine monohydrate to make any other type of creatine. So creatine HCl, you've got to take creatine monohydrate and you react it with hydrochloric acid. The interesting thing is that you are now lowering the actual amount of creatine in that product. So you're starting with a 99% pure product that is very bioavailable, and you're now going down to 60%, 50, 40, so that it goes into solution better. So they claim, who cares? That has nothing to do with absorption. So again, you know, creatine HCLs and creatine nitrates and alpha-ketoglutarates and ethyl ester, you know, they do not stack up to creatine monohydrate. So again, you know, I'm firm on that. The evidence is out there. You know, that is the only 99.9% pure, you know, creatine monohydrate. Everything else, again, is kind of watered down. And you still got all the side effects and you still have the instability issues with these other types of creatines.
Which leads me to this next question from Kyle. So do you have to load? We all know back in the day when creatine was popular, the first 5 days you took 20 grams a day across four doses, 5 grams across four doses, and you had a loading effect. By the end of the week, you were probably anywhere from a modest 2 pounds to as much as 7 pounds heavier because of the water retention. It pulls water. Now, they say it pulls water into the muscle, but it also pulls water under the skin as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you've used creatine monohydrate, you'll notice you'll take your sock off and you got that line.
Yeah.
Your fingers, your hands, your face are puffy. You know, it's interesting because, I talked a few years ago about how this whole loading thing came about. There was one little study back in the 90s, that said something about possibly loading being of advantage, but it really wasn't a great study. It was done overseas. It became a marketing ploy. Because when we first introduced creatine monohydrate, it was $99 a bottle for 100 grams. Now, we told people that you needed to take 10 grams for 10 days.
Right.
So that $99 was burned up in the first 10 days. So this company was able to sell you 2 bottles in a month. It all was a marketing ploy to get you to use more product from the onset.
And let me just say something here, because this is an important distinction. And it worked because so many people out there believed that they were putting on 5 and 6 pounds
yep.
of muscle weight When you could load your pockets with pennies and be 5 pounds heavier. That doesn't do anything for muscle.
And that was the whole key, is that it was a new item. It was expensive. You know, not, I don't believe anything prior to that was close to $100 a bottle. So it had to work. So yeah, people in 10 days were, man, I gained 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds. I mean, you know, they were going crazy. And of course, you know, your strength goes up and all the good things from creatine. But no, with Crealkaline, what I discovered is that, you know, we're looking at replenishing those creatine reserves. We aren't looking at doing it today. We're looking at doing it over a period of time. So you can burn up about 1.5 grams every 3 hours. So again, there's no sense in really loading. It didn't make any sense to me. So with Crealkaline, I was the first one to say, no, you don't need to load. So no, with Crealkaline, no, you just start at the dose and you maintain that dose. There is no loading required. In some of the studies I did, there was actually less benefits in my subjects that took high amounts of Crealkaline versus the subjects that started at just the smaller doses.
And this is something that's actually supported by the medical orthodoxy. The doctors that are within the anti-aging community believe in creatine. And Dr. Mark Gordon was on my show years ago, and we happened to touch on creatine. And what he said was, you don't want to load with it. You want to take a couple grams a day so that you get the benefit. Instead of trying to take 20 grams in 5 days, these physicians were saying, take 2 grams a day for a month. By the end of the month, you'll have the same benefits without all of the water retention. You'll get the topping off of creatine in the muscles without all the water retention. So even the medical doctors understood what you discovered.
Well, yeah, and in the beginning, everybody was telling me I was wrong, and I stood by what I knew because, again, this was all research-driven. Now that these doctors, you know, are seeing, you know, what we have presented is true, you know, again, most times we as Americans, if it says take one, we take five. You know, you gotta use amounts that actually are going to be absorbed. There's no sense in wasting and in having all those side effects because, again, you know, even though creatine monohydrate is deemed safe, creatinine is not safe. I mean, you go to the Mayo Clinic and you will see the side effects and you will see what creatinine can cause. I've got a book that I wrote called The Dangers of Creatinine. And when it first got published several years ago, people thought I was saying the dangers of creatine and I was talking about it. So I had to explain, no, this is creatinine. I'm not saying that, you know, because creatine monohydrates converts to creatinine that you're going to die. You need to read the book because creatinine is dangerous. I mean, it causes all type of things. And if your kidneys start to fail, that ailment is irreversible. You can't fix it.
Well, and it's interesting because when you get blood work done in the CBC itself, which is the blood panel of your blood work, they measure creatinine levels as an indicator for not only renal health, but the potential for muscle wasting.
Absolutely. I mean, it is important. Now, remember that, you know, when you ingest creatine, whether it's from a dietary supplement, you get it from your food, even if you didn't ingest it, your body produces creatine because without it, life ceases to exist. When your body burns that creatine, so to say, the bile waste, the exhaust, is creatinine. So it is a normal process. You know, our kidneys and our bodies are designed to get rid of a certain amount of creatinine. That's why we measure that. So again, you know, we don't want to be taking in excess amounts of creatinine because our creatine is converting. We're going to put a bile burden, you know, on our renal systems. And again, you know, you don't want to do that. You just don't want to take the chances. Don't care how healthy you are.
I want to take a break. When we come back, we have two more questions from Kyle in Ohio about Crealkaline. And then I have some things I want to add to the importance of creatine in everybody's life, not just those out there who are lifting weights. We're talking right now with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about Krealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world. And The only reason why people talk bad about Crealcalin is not because it doesn't work or that the claims are false. It's because they can't produce it. So what are you going to do?
You know? The old barking dog syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. So anyway, okay. So Kyle wants to know, how should he take it then?
Yeah. So here's the way that you want to take Crealcalin. Because I can deliver a smaller dose, I initiated the 1.5 grams, and it's kind of funny today. Now all of a sudden, a whole lot of brands are duplicating exactly what I said with no research. But my research said that 1.5 grams a dose was good. So for most people, two caps is 1.5 grams. So again, it's very convenient. You can take capsules. I tell you to take it in the morning. First thing, get your creatine stores up. Start your day off right. Get that whole energy cycle working. If you're a very active person, you work out, you train, you're in sport, then you can take another dose, 1.5 grams, about 30 minutes prior to exercise or training. On off days, just take 1.5 grams. Now, I know a lot of you out there, you know, probably use more. I've heard you use more. Again, you know, depending on your athletic level, you know, again, about every three and a half hours, you can take another dose. So, you know, you could take more. But that's kind of the recommendation. That's what I do, Carl, and that's what works for most of the people who use Crealcalin.
And it's important to also note that there's a lot of emerging research about the benefits of creatine monohydrate in the recovery from stroke, in the ability to cause bone remineralization in older women and elderly people. They never talk about 5 grams in a day. They always talk about 1.5 grams servings for therapeutic effects. So what you pioneered is being validated, and you're being vindicated within the medical orthodoxy, because they are finally coming around to seeing that creatine supplementation has some magical benefits, especially for elderly people. But they're not telling. And one of the things that they frown upon is the higher doses. And they always cite it challenges the kidneys. But I don't think they mean the creatine challenges the kidneys. The high spike of creatinine that supplementing with a large dose is what's going to challenge the kidneys. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you got to remember too, you know, my studies are published. You know, I've had stuff on PubMed. So, you know, these doctors in the medical profession are now seeing, you know, what I've been saying since, you know, Crealcalin first came out and patent pending in 2001 is that this, you know, again, Crealcalin isn't different. It's creatine monohydrate. We just adjusted it to take care of that stability issue. So when you talk about creatine monohydrate, that pertains to Crealcalin. But yes, they are finding that out. They're seeing that. They're getting less side effects. But why have less side effects? You know, again, be side effect free. And the other thing, you know, as you said, creatine is not just for muscle heads or for athletes. It is for everybody. You know, this is what our body utilizes for fuel. You know, in that first 10 to 15 seconds as we're burning glycogen, you know, this creatine is important. It's part of the whole ATP production cycle, which is what is our fuel. So again, whether, you know, you're an elderly couple, you're a business guy, you're a stay-at-home mom, you know, we're active. We need more natural energy. And creatine is what's going to help you. So it should be part of everyone's supplement regimen.
And the military has experimented with creatine for soldiers that had to pull night shifts. And they found out that supplementing with creatine monohydrate allowed them to be more alert. We know that creatine monohydrate affects cognition. There's research being done with it within the Alzheimer's and dementia environment. Research from a couple good studies showed that creatine monohydrate taken post ischemic event, a stroke, actually allowed the brain to function through the healing process and come back with less overall damage. We know now that a recent study was published that shows that taking 1.5 grams of creatine monohydrate a day increases bone mineral density in elderly people, and it does that because it increases muscle strength. And when your muscles get stronger, the bones, they build up to meet the challenge. So, I mean, creatine monohydrate's an amazing thing. And with all the demonic statements about meat today, which carries creatine in it, by the way, people are not getting enough creatine in their diet at all. So this is a convenient supplement. You take two caps a day, you're done. Yeah. I take three, personally, because I'm a bigger guy. I take
well,
three.
I know you do, and, you know, you're training heavy. So, again, you know, it is safe. It's safe for kids. Now, I wouldn't give it to a kid less than 13. That's kind of about the age limit that I start to introduce it into a kid, about that junior high level. Again, there's no reason why you can't use it. It's something that your body needs. So, like you said, you know, you do really feel well by it. Now, if some of you have never tried creatine at all, or you had a bad experience with a creatine, I'm gonna let you try it for free.
Good. That was actually Kyle's last question. He says, how can you get a sample?
I like that because he knows Dr. Jeff is, I love giving out samples.
Supplement so. Santa. He's supplement
yeah,
Santa.
Yeah, he kind of put that in bold. Any samples to try? And it was kind of, I could just hear his.
Did you see the messages you're getting now through Ask the Scientist? Hey, Dr. Jeff, can you send me some stuff?
Yeah, I busted up at that. Send me some stuff. But again, you know, if you go to buy a car, would you not test drive that car before you buy it?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. You women, do you not try on every piece of clothing before you buy it? Yeah. So you know what? Before you go buy Crealcline, you should try it. You know, I'd love to have you go buy it and take my word for it, but you know what? Don't. I want you to try it to see what it does for you. That's why I give away so many samples. And that's why when you try it, you know, you realize the benefits of it, and then you don't mind investing. I think, you know, you can get this for about $20 a bottle for a 2-month supply. It's worth that investment. Remember, you only got one body. You only got one life. You got to take care of it. Preventive maintenance, you know, keeping the body properly fueled is the most important thing we can do. We can no longer get it from our food sources. Like you said, Carl, you know, most of us don't eat a lot of red meat anymore. And a lot of times, if it isn't, you know, grass-fed high quality, the creatine's about gone. And depending on how you cook that, you know, you're burning that and converting that to creatine just during your cooking process.
Right, right. And so how can people get a free sample, Dr. Jeff?
Okay, you got a whole lot of ways. You can go to Superhuman Radio, click on Ask the Scientist, and you can just, if you can't remember Crealcline, you could put Cree, K-R-E, you can put K, and just ask me to send you some samples. I would love to hear, you know, if you like the show, if you have any suggestions, make sure you put your address. If you don't want to do that, you can go to Facebook, follow me at Dr. Jeff Galini. You can message me, and I'll go ahead and get your address off of there. And any other way that you can find me through emails, I will respond.
One other important thing that creatine supplementation does, that the reason everybody should be taking it once they're 40 years old and older, it completely suppresses homocysteine production. Because
yes.
Homocysteine is produced as a byproduct of the body's production of creatine. So if you supplement with creatine, your body doesn't have to produce creatine or as much, and you have less homocysteine. Homocysteine is an independent marker of heart disease risk. I just thought of this because I just looked at somebody's blood work this morning and they had high homocysteine levels, and I thought I should have recommended Crealcline to them, and I will.
Yes. And Kyle, you owe me taking a picture in a Crealcline shirt and posting it so I can show everybody who you are.
That sounds great. Dr. Jeff, as always, great stuff, brother.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Talk soon. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by my news director, Alex Leaf, and we're going to talk about this simple supplement that you may not realize can actually allow you to lose body fat every single week without changing anything else about your diet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. You know, I hear from people all the time, is there something I can take, a supplement that'll just give me a little edge that'll help me lose even a half a pound more every couple weeks or a month? And my next guest is our news director, Alex Leaf. How you doing, Alex?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
And you recently blogged about something that is a pretty common supplement out there. I pronounce it chitosan. How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, same way.
Okay, good. Okay. And so, talk about this study. What questions were they trying to answer in this research?
So there have been a few studies conducted up to date on chitosan as a weight loss aid. And the results have been relatively favorable. There was a Cochrane review back in 2008 that suggested the average weight loss from 15 trials was about 3.7 pounds. And so what this study did is they wanted to verify that finding in overweight and obese adults independent of any other changes in their lifestyle. So basically what they did is they took two groups of people, and they gave one group the chitosan, the other group the placebo, in a total of 2.5 grams per day. What made their study design somewhat unique, though, was the dosing of the pills. And they had the participants take one pill, which contained a half gram, before breakfast, and then two pills before lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. And this has to do with Chiosan's proposed mechanism of action, where it's suggested that it binds fat and prevents its absorption, so you don't get those calories. And the researchers found that this clearly worked over a three-month period. After the 3 months, there was an average of 4% weight loss in the chitosan group versus no weight loss in the placebo group.
Wow.
And, you know, 4% seems like a small number, but when you're dealing with an obese person, it's not. And moreover, it's recommended that the treatment of obesity includes weight loss that ranges from 5 to 10%. So you're already almost at that lower limit just by taking some pills before you eat.
So do you agree that this is the way it works? Does it help to shuttle fat out of the body and keep it from being absorbed? So we're really talking about a postprandial reduction in fat consumption. I mean, you're eating the fat, but you're just not getting it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what a lot of the animal and some human research definitely supports, is that chitosan increases the amount of fat that you poop out. You know, it's somewhat similar to nuts, how we've talked in the past about how
if you don't master,
you don't chew
your
nuts enough,
right,
you just poop out the fat.
Right.
And this is the same concept, that chitosan binds the fat and prevents you from absorbing it.
Now, am I incorrect in the assumption that glucosamine and chondroitin are a form of chitosan? They're derived from the shells of sea life?
I don't know. Chitosan does exist. It's the primary structural component of crustacean shells.
Yeah, the
exoskeleton,
right? Exactly.
Yeah,
and bugs for that matter. When we've talked about the future of protein coming from different bug sources, and there is chitin or a form of chitosan in the exoskeleton of bugs as well. In fact, we have a receptor for it that we've talked about on the show last year that implies through our evolutionary process, we consumed a lot of bugs.
Hmm.
So,
fascinating. It also exists in the cell walls of mushrooms.
There you go. Okay. So do you think that by just taking a glucosamine chondroitin supplement before a meal, assuming that it is also it also contains chitosan, you would have a similar effect, or do you have to take the actual chitosan pure supplement, you think?
I would lean towards taking the actual supplement. I haven't seen any research looking at the other supplements that you mentioned with regard to these effects, so it seems prudent to stick with the pure chitosan. Also, there really is no way of knowing if it does contain chitosan, how much of it is chitosan.
Right.
So the dose could just be too small to make a difference.
So do you think that since the chitosan acts as almost a donor, a suicide donor to the fat, that we would see a dose-dependent effect? So instead of taking one capsule or two capsule, by taking four or five, you would actually sequester and excrete even more fat from that meal?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. I mean, no dose response research has really been conducted either, but that makes sense. I think it's also a function of how much fat is in the meal, because if you eat a low-fat meal, then you're probably not going to benefit from supplementing, but if you eat a high-fat meal, then the more that you supplement, the less you would absorb in theory.
Which leads me to this final question. Fat is important for health. Do we want to lose weight by sequestering fat and carrying it out of the body when the body has a need for fat? I mean, it would be great if it only bonded to omega-6 puffers. You know what I mean? That would be great. Like, okay, this is really good. But do we really want to excrete more fat?
I think it depends on the situation. If you're looking at an individual suffering from obesity and they can use every, I mean, their health is going to benefit from losing weight more than anything else. And so if taking a pill can help them do that without feeling deprived so that they can sustain the weight loss, then that's going to do them a lot like more benefit than worrying about not absorbing a little fat. And I think it's also important to keep in mind that the importance of dietary fat is a little overstated. There's only a few essential fatty acids, and most of the detrimental effects people point to with low fat intake is mainly just related to having itchy skin and possible issues with, the word isn't coming to mind at the moment. Eczema is the main one. And if your fat's really low, you can start having neurological problems. But, I mean, if you're speaking about a normal mixed diet where they're getting 25-30% of calories from fat, scraping off a couple of those to help induce weight loss isn't going to do anything detrimental to health. It's not until you get below 10% of calories over a long time period that problems may start to arise.
Okay. What I'd like to do is take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about Dr. Jose Antonio's most recent research on a real high-protein diet. We've had him on twice touching on this, but he just published a new paper you just brought to my attention, correct?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that, because I know you blogged about that. You know, you can read much of the things that pass through Alex's mind by going to superhumanradio.com and reading his blog. Very, very well done blogs, very researched, and also non-agenda driven. Alex is just in search of the truth, like the rest of us. So check him out at superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with news director here at Superhuman Radio, Alex Leaf. We're changing it up a little bit. We're going to talk about high protein diets for a second. So we've had Dr. Jose Antonio, founder of the Society. What is it called? The Society for Sports Nutrition?
The International ISSN. Society of Sports Nutrition.
Yes, and he has published a couple really good studies that answer or debunk a lot of myths about high-protein diets. And one in particular that we talked about last time was a diet that was the athletes were consuming the 3.4 grams of protein per kilo of body weight, which is considered a super high-protein diet. In that study, they found out that the muscular gains were similar to the ones that were eating 2 grams of protein. However, the body fat reduction was higher in that group, correct?
Yeah.
So what did he try to find out in this study, this follow-up study?
So this follow-up study was had a slightly different and stronger design. So he recruited 12 highly experienced resistance training athletes, and these people had about 8 years of training experience, and they used a crossover study design with 2 8-week periods. So what that means is that each participant was able to serve as their own control group. So they had the participants consume one amount of protein for 8 weeks, and then for the second 8 weeks, consume a different amount of protein, and they compared the 2 periods with comparing each subject to themselves. So it's a lot stronger study design. And what they were specifically interested in was all the typical performance variables, but also they analyzed a lot of blood chemistry because they wanted to see what impact it would have on markers of health that are commonly criticized with a high-protein diet. And the results basically confirmed what Dr. Antonio's previous research has shown. So the high-protein group consumed an average of 3.3 grams per kilogram.
Right.
And this was compared to 2.3 to 2.6 grams per kilogram at baseline and in the normal protein group. And they found that performance remained unchanged across all the periods. Muscle mass remained unchanged except for in two subjects in which it increased. And fat mass was reduced in all except two individuals. When they looked at blood chemistry, there was absolutely zero change in any aspect of blood chemistry, blood lipids, nothing. Completely zero change. And so the study basically supports that if you're a resistance training male and you're eating 1.5 grams per pound of body weight of protein per day, that it's not going to negatively or beneficially impact blood chemistry or most aspects of performance or body composition. If anything, it'll just reduce your body fat a little bit, and that's it.
So how long would you think it would take the medical orthodoxy to read a study like that and stop telling people that high-protein diets are dangerous for your kidneys, dangerous for your health?
Oh, no, I think it would take an infinitely long time, because what they would do is they would read this study and they would say 8 weeks isn't long enough and then throw it aside without acknowledging the fact that blood chemistry changes within 2 to 3 weeks in response to diet. And so if it hasn't changed by 8 weeks, I don't know what would make them think it would change after a longer time period.
Right.
But you know, that just brings us to the next study that Dr. Antonio is working on, which is in these same individuals, it's a year-long follow-up where he'll publish data of them doing this for an entire year. And so that will hopefully put an end to all of this nonsense that a high-protein diet is harmful.
It's just silliness. I don't know where it came from. I also don't understand what the hatred for protein is in this country. I don't think we see it in other countries.
It might be a sustainability thing. People don't like protein just because of the industrial methods through which we produce animal protein. But to me, that's not an issue with protein. That's an issue with industrial production of cows.
Right.
And I think it's silly that, you know, people's solution is to reduce protein intake when there is so much benefit to eating a higher protein diet. I would think they should focus on finding a more sustainable way to produce that protein.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Reducing intake.
Yes, and that makes perfect sense. And that's why the American population doesn't understand it, is because it makes perfect sense, and they're just following what they hear in the media. Protein is bad for you. Protein causes cancer. You have stupid books like the China Study saying that protein leads to cancer. I mean, it's just the foolishness that drives people's decisions for food choices today. I was watching an episode of Seinfeld last night. I haven't watched one in a long time. And they were at the ballpark, and George Costanza is eating a hot dog. And I remember looking at it and thinking, man, I don't even remember what that tastes like. And I'm being sincere right now. I looked at him eating that hot dog and I thought, man, that would make me feel sick. If I ate a hot dog with a bun like that, you know, a soubrette hot dog, one of those dirty water hot dogs. I find it interesting that people consider, because we've been eating it for so long now, decades, what people consider is protein, and why they hate meat. When they're eating that crap and saying that's meat, when the government comes out with research that says, you know, meat is linked to cancer, they are talking about bologna and hot dogs and hamburgers from hamburger joints that have all sorts of chemicals and processing agents. They're not talking about cuts of beef. They're not talking about cuts of pork from pigs that lead normal lives. They're not talking about free-range chicken breasts. They're talking about what has become symbolic for meat in this day and age. It's scary.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's somewhat similar to when I talk with individuals about dietary modifications, most notably weight loss, and one of the things that will often come up is consuming more protein at breakfast. And it's somewhat amusing how difficult it is for people to do that for the sole reason that most high-protein foods, they don't consider a breakfast food. So to them, it just seems weird eating it. And so it's a struggle to try to get them to break that mindset of, you got to get out of the idea of like breakfast, lunch, and dinner foods. Those don't exist.
That's funny. So in other words, like a person won't eat a chicken breast for breakfast, you're saying?
Yeah, or like, well, why don't you get the steak and eggs instead of the pancakes? And it's like, I don't want a steak for breakfast. That's not breakfast.
Yeah, it's really amazing. You know, Dr. Daniel Lieberman, when he came on to talk about the story of the human body, one of the things that had an enlightening effect on me is that culture drives evolution to a greater degree than anything else today. You know, what we think is appropriate is driving evolution today. Not facts, not science, not appropriateness, but what we think. And what we think is driven, unfortunately, by social constructs of morality that really don't exist, and other things that really don't exist except in the minds of humans. And it's no wonder that, you know, Dr. Stephen Hawkins came out yesterday saying that the next 100 years are going to be the greatest challenge to human civilization, because we will probably wipe ourselves off the map because of the stupid things that we do, diseases that we're going to contribute to, and so on. It's amazing to me that we're so worried about global warming that isn't going to actually affect us for another few 100 years, when the stupid decisions are actually suppressing our population so greatly now on both sides of the end. We have young children who will never lead normal lives because of neurological disorders, call it autism, call it whatever you want. We have people developing neurological disorders at 40 now. We have, people have, they're developing Alzheimer's disease at 40. We have children developing breast cancer at 12, colon cancer at 9. I mean, this is, I think you and I talked about this when I came to Washington. In order for humans to explore their limits, the end result has to be total destruction of the population, because that's how we know we've gone too far. It's just, to me, it's just this craziness. Our choices of food, the stupidity that we use to make decisions about what's good to eat, what's not good to eat. It's just crazy. It's sad, too.
I think, yeah. No, I think you touched on a lot of really important things. You know, it's for individuals who care about their health and who care about the continuation of a healthy human population. It's just kind of flabbergasting to look at how many individuals just don't even give it a second, third, or fourth thought.
Right.
And, you know, you've mentioned this numerous times before, but when you consider it in light of all of the other kind of world events that are going on, it is quite amazing how many individuals get so worked up about things like terrorism, when ultimately that is a drop in the puddle of chronic disease that our lifestyle is imposing upon us.
Yeah, it's craziness. We have to end the interview now, Alex. I appreciate you coming on to talk about these two great topics. You can read what Alex is thinking about by going to superhumanradio.com and reading his blog. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how diet soda promotes weight loss and maintenance. You scheduled this interview, didn't you?
Or yes, did it? No.
Yeah, so this ought to be an interesting one. Are you going to be listening?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, all right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
In the continual discussion about weight loss, the topic of diet sodas always comes up. And a lot of times, even snobs like me will say, well, just drink water. Well, what do you got to drink diet soda for? Just drink water. But does diet soda actually have some sort of magic that even water does not? We're going to get to the bottom of that right now with my next guest. That is Dr. John Peters. How you doing, Dr. Peters?
Very well, thanks.
And you are with the University of Colorado, the Anschutz Health and Wellness Center, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So let's talk about your recent research. What questions were you trying to answer with this study?
Well, the main question we were addressing, Carl, is really simple. Do diet beverages help or hurt weight management? There's been a lot of controversy about that question, despite the fact that they've been on the market since the late 70s. I think there's still a lot of questions that people have about whether or not they're actually something that people can use as a tool to help them with their quest to manage their body weight. And there have been a handful of studies, so-called observational studies, which simply means that these are trials where people are, their weight is measured at time zero, I'll call it, and some number of years later, their weight is measured again. And at each of those two time points, they're asked a bunch of questions about kind of their behaviors, what they're eating, what they're drinking, and so forth. And in those trials, a couple of them at least, it's been seen that people who are gaining more weight over that long period of time, maybe 8-10 years, actually are drinking more diet sodas than the people who are gaining less weight. So the question arises from this association, is that cause and effect, or is it merely an association? Could be that the people who are gaining more weight are actually seeking more diet sodas, as opposed to they're drinking diet sodas and it's causing them to gain weight.
Right, and it's also important that, first of all, when you do these types of self-reporting studies, that people tend to over-report what they consider good behavioral characteristics and under-report what they consider bad behavioral characteristics. And what I've said about those studies in the past quite often is a lot of the times people who are drinking diet sodas are drinking them more so to absolve themselves of the guilt of the Biggie fries, the apple pie, the two cheeseburgers, the, you know, all the other stuff. And then they go, oh, and I was one of those people. When I was 330 pounds and I rolled up to Wendy's, I always ordered a diet Mr. Pibb. But, you know, I ordered a bunch of other stuff too. So there's a lot of gray area in that type of research, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more people have been educated about what they're supposed to be doing, the better they are at telling you what they're supposed to be doing, even if they're not doing it.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So you're right. It's tough.
How is this study designed? And also, I want to get something out of the way up front.
Mm-hmm.
This study was in some part funded by the beverage industry, but you had a separate independent organization actually oversee the statistics and the results and all that sort of stuff to mitigate any, you know, confusion, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So the study was funded by the American Beverage Association, which is an industry trade group representing the soft drink manufacturers. And while people often raise their eyebrows and say, oh my gosh, it's funded by industry, so somehow that's going to affect the outcome, I'm not quite sure how you do that, but we went out of our way to design a study and put in place mechanisms to make sure that what the outcome would be was completely objective and there was no influence of the beverage industry on either the way we designed the study or how we analyzed the data or how it got reported. That was all. You can blame that all on us.
and had the outcome been anything, you would have published the study no matter what. It wouldn't have been like, oh, well, we're not going to publish it because the agency that's giving us some money may not like that. You would have published it anyway, no matter what happened, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So my business here is to do research and to do the science and let the outcome be what it is. We're going to tell the world what it is. We were quite surprised by the findings, as I'll tell you here in a minute. The study was designed as what's called an equivalence trial. You know, normally studies are designed to try to show that one thing is different than another, so-called superiority trial. And an equivalence trial is when you're trying to say, are these two things the same or not?
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to compare diet sodas to water because water is kind of the gold standard. That's what we all recommend that people drink. And, you know, we recommend here at the center that people avoid caloric beverages in general because they're usually a source of hidden calories that people don't account for. You know, whether it be a soda or an orange juice or a double, you know, macchiato latte or whatever it is, there's calories in there that can affect your body weight management. So we designed it as an equivalence trial to say, all right, these two things, diet soda and water, both have zero calories. Well, they should be the same, right? And so an equivalence trial requires lots more subjects than a superiority trial because you're kind of trying to prove zero. And so it's very difficult. So we enrolled over 300 people in this trial. And furthermore, both to make sure that we weren't sort of gilding the lily and saying, well, those people in Colorado are all healthy to start with, so let's split it up and do a trial where we have one site here in Denver and the other site was in Philadelphia. We had a very diverse population, lots of different kinds of people in the study. It was predominantly women, about 80% women, which is typical for weight loss studies. Women sign up more for weight loss studies than do men.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a lot of diversity, a very big sample size, and the idea was, well, let's take those trials where the observational studies where people have been seen, there was an association between drinking lots of diet soda and gaining weight. And so we took the dose of what people were reporting drinking for diet soda at the upper end of the weight gain curve, which is about 2 or more per day. And we said, all right, that'll be the dose that we ask people to consume in this study. So we asked people in one group, we randomized them, to either receive 2 12-ounce sodas, diet sodas a day, or 2 12-ounce servings of water a day. Now, people in the water group could, of course, drink more water than that, just like the people in the diet soda group could drink water on top of the diet soda.
Right.
All of the groups went through a program that we developed here called Colorado Way, W-E-I-G-H. It's basically a behavioral treatment program for weight loss, and it includes components of both healthy dieting, healthy eating, as well as exercise. And that is administered once a week in group sessions of about an hour. For the first 12 weeks, they get this once a week for that 12-week period, which is when most people lose most of the weight they're going to lose. And then we looked for the next 9 months after that 12 weeks, all the way out to a year, at the maintenance of whatever weight they lost in the first 12 weeks. And so you've got these people now drinking either diet soda or water. They're able to drink other things as long as they're non-caloric. So both groups, as part of being in this weight management program, are being told to avoid caloric beverages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the people who have to drink their water are suddenly going to go off and drink a bunch of regular sodas. In fact, we picked people who were already diet soda drinkers at the beginning, people who drank at least 3 diet sodas a week, primarily because a lot of people don't like the taste of diet soda.
Right.
And we wanted to make sure we got compliance. And if there's something peculiar about diet sodas that sort of forces you to eat more and you know, seek out sugar and gain weight, which is what those observational studies were kind of hinting at, well, then we want to make sure that there's a, you know, a group of people who are drinking the diet sodas to see that effect. So we went out, as I said, for an entire year. We looked at weight loss. Really, the intense weight loss phase was that first 12 weeks. What we found
We want to take a break now before you drop the bomb of what you found. Because that's how radio works. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll find out what they discovered in this research. Was diet soda similar to or the same as water in its effect to help people lose weight? You're going to have to stay around to find out. Stay tuned.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train
with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. John Peters. We're talking about the effects of diet soda versus water on weight loss and weight loss maintenance. And he was about to drop the bomb of the results of this particular study when we're going into the break. Okay, so what were the results? Dr. Peters.
Well, as I said earlier, the results actually surprised us. So what we found was that diet sodas and water were not equivalent, but they weren't equivalent in the way you might have thought based on the observational trials that said diet sodas might be associated with weight gain. In fact, we found that the diet soda group actually lost more weight and maintained a bigger weight loss than the group drinking water alone. And at the end of a year, the difference was quite substantial. It was about 11 pounds. So for the people who completed the whole year trial, which was about 75% of those who started it, They lost about 18.5 pounds when they were drinking diet soda and about 8 pounds when they were drinking water. So about a 10 or 11 pound difference at the end of the year, which was significant. And I think what this says is that not only are they not equivalent, but diet sodas may actually help when you're on a weight loss program. And it's very important to distinguish between somebody who's casually choosing to drink diet sodas and maybe expecting, you know, to lose 20 pounds because they've chosen the diet drink, as opposed to somebody who's making a concerted attempt to lose weight by signing up for a program, following the diet and exercise routine, and incorporating diet sodas in their diet as a tool. So, you know, I think what surprised us is that these drinks both have zero calories. So there must be something else going on. And, you know, we don't know what the explanation is. There's no way to tell from the data we collected why the diet soda group did better, although there's other literature that suggests that, you know, sweet is a tough thing to get rid of in your diet completely. And it may be that the people who were drinking water found it harder to adhere to the regimen when they had sweetness removed from their diet, at least from the beverage side of things. And so clearly the people in the water group were eating something off plan, otherwise they would have lost the same amount of weight. But we don't know exactly what that was. You can't tell from the evidence that we gathered.
So, I mean, one could assume, as you point out, that the level of satisfaction of the dieter who is getting to drink diet soda versus the dieter who is getting to drink water, maybe the water drinker feels somewhat deprived. And as you said, they're making up those extra calories or maybe even consuming more sugary, hard food products as opposed to beverages, because they clearly didn't lose the weight because they were getting that from somewhere else.
Yeah, and like I said, we don't know exactly why, but I think that satisfaction factor is probably important. We did find that the people in the diet soda group reported being less hungry throughout the trial than compared to people drinking water alone.
Mm.
And so and there's no way that we can tell exactly how that mechanism works, but it may be just this satisfaction mechanism. You know, there's one hypothesis in the literature that suggests that there's a so-called sort of like a pleasure homeostasis point, a thing where you need a certain level of pleasure in your diet, and you're going to kind of seek it out wherever it is. And in this case, if you're taking away sweetness from the diet sodas from the group that's drinking water, you know, they may be seeking it out somewhere else. So
now these individuals, do they keep diaries? You said they kept diaries, right?
Yes, they kept beverage logs as well as food diaries. We don't do a lot with the food diaries in large part because there's so much literature that says that, as you pointed out earlier, food diaries are not necessarily a reliable source of information for what people actually do. So, you know, the focus of this trial wasn't to sort of find a mechanism, was really to test the phenomenology that says, all right, are water and diet sodas the same or not? And, you know, I think we're going to have to do follow-up research to figure out, well, you know, how does this happen? You know, what's going on here?
A couple questions. So the individuals that were in the diet soda group, did they systematically drink more than the requisite amount of soda that was required by the study?
Well, because they weren't restricted in terms of how much diet soda they could drink other than they had to drink at least the 12-ounce servings we gave them. You know, looking at the beverage logs, some of the people, some of the time, drank additional diet beverages, but it's not something that, I don't know the statistics off the top of my head about, you know, was it a significantly huge amount or not. But they drank water, too, and they drank coffee and tea, and, you know, I mean, they
I have this image in my head, right? So if I'm in the diet soda group, you know, people will use diet soda as a tool to kind of, I wouldn't say stave off hunger, but kind of hold it out longer. So if I was allowed to drink 10 diet sodas a day, and I systematically reduced what I ate as a result of that, there would be that impact, obviously. And some people don't I find water very satisfying. A lot of people don't find water satisfying, so they'd have a hard time drinking a similar amount of water
And it may not have that same effect because of the lack of taste stimulation and sweet stimulation, you know? So I'm just wondering if those in the diet soda group systematically drank more than the requisite 12 ounce servings a day, if that contributed to their weight loss.
I don't think we saw anything systematic. And, you know, the weight loss that we saw in this group was basically similar to what we would ordinarily see in a tightly controlled behavior modification group. They lost about 9% of their body weight, whereas the group drinking water lost only about 3.5% of their body weight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there wasn't some unusually big effect of the diet sodas that said, I'm going to lose even more weight than I should. Simply because the diet sodas are one of the beverages I get to choose from.
Right.
So it's very interesting, though. I think the hunger data are telling, as well as you know, the fact that we looked at other explanations. Physical activity was not different between the groups. They both increased sort of per the program. We used armband accelerometers to look at physical activity at different points throughout the study. Where they'd wear it for a week so we could see, all right, is the group drinking diet soda somehow physically more active, and that's right. How they're losing more weight. And that didn't seem to be the case. We looked at caffeine consumption, figuring, well, caffeine can stimulate energy expenditure. Mm-hmm. Raises your metabolic rate a little bit. And there wasn't any statistically significant difference between the groups in caffeine intake. So the group that wasn't allowed to drink diet sodas anymore was getting their caffeine from other sources.
Right, right.
So coffee and tea and whatnot.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about any other differences within the group that kind of showed up, maybe by race. I know there were more women than men, but were there any gender-specific differences that you could extrapolate? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
No.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michael's.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So the discussion continues about the effects of diet soda versus water. Clearly diet, you know, Dr. Peters, we have a lot of competitive bodybuilders who listen to the show and strength athletes who have to make weight for different classes. And they do some of the most, the strictest, most rigorous diet while training at very, very great extremes of energy output of any athlete that you'll find, really, because they have to be, as the word implies, ripped and shredded and, you know, very, very low percentage of body fat, which is very unnatural, especially for women, while maintaining a great degree of muscularity. Mm-hmm. And I know that they depend on drinks, beverages like diet soda, non-nutritive sweetened drinks, to get them through the rigors of that diet. So clearly, if they're using it, I mean, and they, and I'm talking about athletes that already drink a gallon to 2 gallons of water a day. So it's not like as though I'm saying, oh, they don't drink water. They drink water. That doesn't satisfy them. They drink water because of the metabolic effects of water on a high-protein diet and other things that are going on with them. But they drink diet sodas to feel satisfied, to feel like they are not depriving themselves completely of everything while they're literally starving themselves.
Yes. And we find the same thing among people who have successfully lost weight and kept it off for a long period of time. You know, the weight loss part of dieting is the easy part. And it sounds ridiculous to say that, but quite frankly, lots and lots of people, millions of people every year lose weight. And likewise, millions of people every year gain it right back. And so the hard part is really the weight maintenance piece. And about 20 years ago, one of the guys I work with here, Dr. Jim Hill and his colleague Rena Wing at Brown University, set up a registry. They went out to say, well, somebody must succeed with weight loss and maintenance over the long haul. And so they were able to identify, right now the registry is about 10,000 members. It's called the National Weight Control Registry. And it constitutes people who've lost a median of about 70 pounds and have kept it off for about 6 or 7 years, which is, you know, pretty remarkable. That's the rare individual. And the reason I mention is one of the things that they report doing as a kind of a habit is they rely a lot on diet sodas as tools to help them maintain their weight loss. You know, weight loss maintenance never gets easier, they say. It's always something you have to think about. But, you know, the longer you go with routines that are working for you that help you maintain that weight loss, the easier it gets just from the standpoint of living your life. You sort of become a different person once you've adopted these behaviors and are persisting with them.
Yeah.
And so I think
once you get to the point where you have been successful at your weight loss and your lifestyle changes, and I would say probably 6 to 7 years,
then all of a sudden your palate changes. The foods that you used to crave, you no longer crave. So there is hope for those. I don't think it's a lifelong struggle, but I definitely
right.
agree with you. It's tough. Well, what about, okay, so there were a lot more women than men, but were there any gender differences that, I know they couldn't be statistically significant with such a small number of men, but anything that
right.
kind of peeked out at you that made you go, we should look into that?
No, we always look at the data. When you try to compare women and men, you look at percent weight loss, because men are obviously going to, they're bigger, they're going to lose more pounds, but it's more pounds on a from a bigger body than a woman. So we didn't see anything systematic with respect to sex in this study, nor did we see anything, you know, the group was not, even though it was 300 people, it's not big enough to be able to say, well, are there different effects between this ethnicity or that ethnicity? You know, the results were pretty pretty uniform across, but again, you know, we had a limited sample size. I wish we had, you know, 1,000 people, but
yeah,
that would have been tough.
So, was there, other than the fact that they actually ended up losing and maintaining their weight loss throughout the 1 year period to a greater degree, was there anything else that made you go, "Wow, I did not expect to see that"?
Most of the other changes, I think, were expected based on how much weight they lost. So we saw the expected changes in blood markers. So things like serum cholesterol, LDL, HDL, triglycerides, waist circumference. You know, the people who lost more weight had more beneficial improvements in all of those things, as you'd expect based on the difference in the weight loss. So that wasn't real surprising. I think the single most surprising thing was literally how well the group with diet sodas did over the course of a year in maintaining the weight that they lost. So the maximum weight that they lost was about 9% of their body weight, which occurred somewhere around week 28, I think it was. And by the end of the study, they had still maintained 8% weight loss.
Wow.
So they didn't gain back much, whereas I think the water group gave up almost half of what they had lost from the beginning.
Yeah.
So they look more typical of what you see when people go on a diet. They lose a bunch of weight, and then they pretty quickly, you know, gain a lot of it back by the end of the first year.
Did you do DEXA scans to see what portion of the weight loss was actually fat and which was lean muscle mass?
No, we did not. I wish we did. It's one of those things where you have a limited budget.
Yeah.
But it would have been useful to say, all right, is this truly fat? We typically see that most of the weight that's lost is fat, especially in a trial that long. You don't see, you know, big differences because of the diet composition or whatever over a 1 year period. You might see that in the course of a few weeks, but,
okay,
you know, after a year, it's mostly fat.
So what would you hope clinicians who are working with patients whose goals are to lose weight and or individuals listening to the show who are getting ready to put themselves on a diet, what would you want them to take away from this research?
I think the most important thing is that, you know, these things can be a tool. If you're really making a concerted effort to lose weight, look at these as a tool you can turn to help you maintain some pleasure in your diet, if you will, without the consequences of those calories. I think the other thing to tell people is, you know, this isn't going to derail your weight loss efforts. So, like I said at the beginning, there's a lot of press out there that says, wow, diet sodas might make you gain weight. And those are from studies that are unable to prove that. You basically get an association. And what we did in this randomized controlled trial is to say, well, let's go test that hypothesis and see if it's true that they make you gain weight. And in fact, we found the opposite. So I think it's encouraging for people to know that they can turn to things like this as tools for them. But it's important to keep in mind that you have to be engaged with the weight loss process. There's nothing magical about diet sodas. There's no pharmaceutical in there that's going to make you lose weight without you making an effort to lose weight. I think that's important because this is sort of tantamount to saying, well, I bought a diet book and I read it cover to cover and I didn't lose any weight. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I bought diet sodas and I've been drinking them left and right, but I'm not losing any weight. Well, it takes more than that.
Well, and like you said, diet soda is a tool to help you stick to a diet and exercise regimen. It is not a replacement for diet and exercise.
Absolutely not.
And likewise, this study was not designed to go beat up on water. I mean, we still hold water in the highest esteem. And it's just that if you're going to go on a diet and you're somebody who's drinking either sugary beverages or you're drinking diet sodas, you know, you can still think of these as tools to help you along. But I would never tell anybody, based on these results, oh, don't drink water.
Yeah, right, exactly, exactly. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for this research and also coming on the show and discussing it.
Well, it was a pleasure. I appreciate being on the show, Carl.
Take care. Take care.
You too.
All right, so we're going to take our last commercial break, and we'll wrap up the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Now!
see if you can rock my beat. Now, all hip-hop beats go boom, boom, tap. So check this out. Button number one is boom, boom.
Oh,
and
boy.
Button number two is tap. Now, here comes the beat.
There's certain songs I have to get out of this rotation. I have to spend a day off eliminating some of these songs because some of them are annoying. And I got to get some new songs in there, too. So we have a great show planned tomorrow. Obviously, the first hour is going to be Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik and myself. We have no idea what we're going to be talking about yet. We'll decide that minutes before the show actually starts. And we do some of our best shows that way. Then the second hour, we're going to talk about anthocyanins. You've heard about them. They are flavonoids found in certain food products and supplements that claim to protect against cardiovascular disease. Do they really work? Are your dollars being spent wisely if you're buying those? Especially one of the organizations that pushed that stuff early on was Life Extension Foundation. So we're going to get to the bottom of that tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. He's still going. Boom, boom, tap. Super.